Welcome to the EISJ podcast series. This series is dedicated to keeping you up to date with what is happening here at EISJ, and also discusses key themes which are important within our community.
Yes, there we are. Good morning. Welcome to another podcast. This morning's podcast is on World Children's Day, a really important day for us as a school because obviously we have over 2,000 students at our school, so it's an important day within the year for us to really celebrate and think about children and their futures. I've got with me Maya, our head girl here, and Miss Bevan, who's our head of inclusion, to talk about this topic. So I'm going to throw it over to you, Maya, first about World Children's Day. Why is it important?
So to me, World Children's Day focuses a lot on how we as children are the future and to see how we take action to sort of enhance our future. So a lot of problems in the world that you can see, right, like a lot of on the news, how children are starting to take action for themselves. For example, like to do with climate change, racism, many different issues around the world. So that's, to me, World Children's Day celebrates that.
Yeah, well, climate change is obviously something you should be focused on because it's something that's going to affect your generation probably more than mine. So that's a really important area. Now, I've also got Miss Bevan here, who's our inclusion coordinator in primary. And, inclusion in school, inclusion in education is a really important thing for children.
Yeah, so with the changes, what you said about the future of our lives and how children have responsibility for what's going to happen in the future, it's important that all children have a voice, and it's not just those children who can speak out, it's those that have experiences from different backgrounds and they have different abilities, and making sure that they feel heard as well. We talk a lot about how we want things to be equal and we want all children to have equal access, but actually we want them to have equity, we want them to have something. This means that they have the same way of doing things, but a way that is accessible for them, so we wouldn't ask all children to do things the same way. That's equality, that's making sure that everything is the same. Equity means that everyone has the ability to access something in their own personalised way. We have some students with determination who have physical disabilities. We wouldn't ask them to do the same challenges in PE, for example, as we would for students who are able-bodied, but we do something to make sure that they are included and that they can access something in a way that is positive for them. And I think it's really important for all students, no matter their abilities, disabilities, anything that they would like to categorise themselves as, they have a voice in the future to say, I can do this. We will be looking on Person of Determination Day in December about how students can promote what they want for their future, and we'll be looking at role models within that and thinking, how can a child look up to someone that is like them? We all look up to certain celebrities, we look up to certain people within influence, certain politicians maybe, and we think, okay, that is an aspiration to have. But what about a student who has autism? Do we have someone who is in a leader role that we can look up to and say, okay, they do have autism, look at what they've done with their time, or they do have dyslexia and they struggled at school, but look at what they've managed to do now.
Yeah, I think one of the things we've been doing this week is talking a lot about friendship across the school. Friendship groups, I see, from my point of view, are really diverse and they're really inclusive. I think we're quite blessed with our students looking past those things and really including and supporting everyone within the school. Maya, what's your sort of experience in your friendship groups? You're there within the school seeing people of all different nationalities, all different levels of competence in different things, but you seem like a really inclusive group, particularly year 13.
Well, we're a very diverse school, and you don't, like, when you come to school, it's a very diverse environment, but yet you still feel connected to everyone. And what I like about school is that everyone feels included, no matter what. So even if we're from different backgrounds, a lot of us have we grew up here, so we all have something in common, and we don't really, because the way we're brought up, like in the school, you look past all that, as Mr. Ellis said. But yeah, so again, just about diversity and how, no matter what, we're all still
well included. You know, yeah, exactly. And I think I have a lot of parents. Any parent that has a student of determination that wants to come to this school, they come and visit me first, and it's the first thing that they comment on. The biggest thing for them is that their child feels included. You know, there are academic aspects to school, of course, but their biggest priority is the foundations for learning, the communication, the social groups, and the friendships. And when I take them around the school, that is the very first thing they say. You could not tell which is a student of determination and which isn't, and that is the point of this school, to make sure that everyone is as one and everyone sees each other as an equal.
And that's great, because like this is a very, like, the way children are brought up and like the environment they're in, these are all the factors that play into how they behave and how they eventually grow up and they become. So if you grow up in a diverse environment and you are like exposed to like all like this inclusivity, I want to say, then you bring up children to be more inclusive in the future, so they, when they're older, they have all these, not as much experience, but they have knowledge and they have the ability to be inclusive and pass that on.
And I think that's changed. I don't know about you, Mr. Ellis, but when I was at school, we didn't have the experiences that these students have now, and perhaps our world was a little bit different when I was your age, and we were thinking about it, oh, they're different to me, they can't achieve this, and that is not the attitude that we have at all now. We have everyone can achieve whatever they want to.
Yeah, well, I think possibly when I was at school, it was a bit different from when Mrs. Bevan was at school. It was about 2 years before that. So, yeah, and you're right, my experience of schooling was not very inclusive. People with students of determination weren't around. We probably had far less than diversity in our school compared to an international school, which you would understand. But even so, the diversity was small in that. I would say that's sort of hand you're dealt with. And we were a very inclusive school. We just didn't have that much diversity, so we couldn't be as inclusive as you would see here. But as children, we were certainly inclusive. Yeah, put a ball on a football pitch, and you've got 30 people running around kicking, and we didn't care who it was. Akib, our head boy, has joined us.
Yeah.
So we're just talking about this inclusion, diversity, and really about, we sort of come to things about EISJ and about how much of a community we are and how accepting we are and how we ensure that everyone is part of the school environment. Is that your experience?
Yeah, definitely. In fact, I think that IB, Emerson Churchill School, adopting the IB curriculum is also one important aspect of it, because IB has MYP and PYP, which each have attributes, along with the individual attributes such as being principled and organized. You also have collaboration and communication, which is an important aspect of having everyone involved together, working together in projects. And I think our school does a brilliant job in bringing that all together with different maths projects, different science projects, you know, working together to do different things. So that's one thing that is amazing. The school, I've experienced it, and I don't think I've experienced it a while back when I was, for instance, in GCSE. It was more individual, more like what you can do, forget about the others.
Pushing for like working together and collaborating definitely is important, because again, the World Children's Day focuses on how children around the world should come together, and with norms changing and the world changing, like we become more togetherness.
Yeah, and it's really important that you know as students, children, you grow up being able to accept people for who they are, to sort of almost disregard some of the sort of labels, but be as one. I know in your role in inclusion with students, that's what you want them to feel when they're in their classroom, not that they're they're isolated in any shape or form. Yes. You want them to be a full member, an active member of that class.
If you are a member of AISJ, you are a member of the AISJ in your class and no other way. It's not a time that is a separate time for students' determination. We support the needs, of course, but it is, you are a member of that class. And I think today really reflects that in primary school because we have our friendship groups and each class has come in different groups and they are as one, and that's how everyone should be represented. And it's also a nice way to celebrate students' determination. We have lots of students that their peers look at them and think, wow, look at what you have achieved as an individual being in this class. And our students celebrate that, and it's really fantastic to see. And I actually had a letter from a parent the other day, and she was really pleased to say that my child has made all of this progress, but most importantly, she's seen as an individual within her group. And her friends wanting to invite her to things, they wanted to take things. And with the parents' previous experience when the child was younger, that hadn't been how her child was viewed, because she was seen as different. But now, difference is celebrated, and that's a real big milestone for our community.
Yeah, difference is different. We're all different, and that's one of the things in the school. We all are very different, and we accept that. Right, we can sort of wind that up now, but any sort of final comments about World Children's Day inclusivity within schools? Akeem?
Yeah, so I think that when we talk about future prospects, the inclusivity and World Children's Day plays a really important role, you know, like we already discussed, on bringing people together. And, you know, like you teachers working together with teachers from different nationalities, it's the same with students. We're going to grow up to eventually work with people who are completely different from us, and that's what builds up the community of engineers, of scientists, of teachers, etc. So building up that foundation of working together from now, and what Children's Day is doing is quite expected, a necessity that a lot of the other schools are following. We're grateful for you guys following that. So that's one thing. Thinking about the future is very positive. That aspect.
Very good. Maya?
Well, again, I just want to say again how we should celebrate how we are the future, and we should put all our forces, children, whoever is listening and is a child, to stand up for ourselves and make sure everyone feels included always. And although we are different, we are still the same and we might have experienced different things, but we're in the same environment and we're going through the same
thing. Yeah, good. Miss Bevan?
I would say, in addition to what our fabulous students have just articulated, don't ever put a glass ceiling on yourself. Don't ever have any limits. Whatever your ability, in any kind of situation, you can do whatever you want to do.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent comment just to leave this show on. So thank you all for listening. Thank you, Akeem and Maya and Miss Bevan, for joining me today. I think, yeah, let's go off and celebrate World Children's Day. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All of our podcasts are available via Podbean. The links can be found via our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter account. Just look for us at Emirates International School, Jumeirah. Thank you for listening.